Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I helicopter standing with his hand on his car.
Stevie Ray brings us back the late great SRV, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Little Texas blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Barbara Weltman, one of our favorite folks in the world. Longtime original founder of our Brain Trust, founding member of our Brain Trust, and one of the top experts on small business taxes in the galaxy. Written all the books, the J.K. Lasser series. You got to check that out, folks. And don't forget to check out her daily tip that she sends out every morning, early morning, get you started on the week ahead, I mean, on the day ahead. And you can find that at barbaraweltman.com. Bob, thanks again for being here. I've been hearing rumblings out of Washington. We all have, I guess. That they're, Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, he's committed to getting a tax bill this year.
That's true.
Tax reform. Is it going to be tax reform or is it just going to be tax tinkering?
It's really hard to say because in order to give the tax cuts that have been talked about and promised, they're going to have to eliminate some of the giveaways. It's just a fact. And it's a question of whose ox gets scored. And that's a political question. And so we'll have to wait and see exactly how it will shape up. But I think overall we can expect that tax rates are going to go down. And the question is, how much are they going to go down and when is it going to be effective? In other words, the later in the year that it takes for them to enact something, the less likely it is going to be that it's going to impact 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't happen because by October the IRS has to start doing tax forms.
If they want to really give the economy a shot in the arm, they'll get it done and they'll make it retroactive as soon as possible.
Well, that's the concept of retroactive is fine, but as I said, they really can't. If they're beyond October,
right?
It's not going to be retroactive.
The retroactive needs to be known so people can start taking advantage of it. I mean, if you do retroactive October 1st, you don't have as much time to celebrate, so to speak.
Precisely. But with that said, at least we would be able to plan ahead.
Well, that's true.
The challenges for businesses, large and small, is that without certainty in the tax law, it's impossible to plan. For example, let's say you're thinking about selling your business now, and you've decided to sell not for tax reasons but personal reasons or business reasons. Well, do you try to get it done this year? Do you wait until next year? You don't really know what to do because the taxes are going to really impact what you get to keep from the sale, but you really can't make that decision without a knowledge of what the tax rates are going to be.
Well, also, if the tax rates are coming down, you've either been doing estimates or you've been putting money aside for the bigger bill, and if you find out it's going to be retroactive, that frees up some cash.
Absolutely, that could free up significant cash. Don't forget, we have two more estimated tax payment September and next January for individuals, next December for C corporations.
Yep.
You're exactly right. With more cash available, and that's the whole point of tax cuts. More cash in your pocket means more opportunity to invest in new employees, new equipment, new ideas, new research. The list goes on and on.
Well, the thing that I'm going to be watching for, besides when they get it done and whether it's retroactive, the things I'm going to be watching for are the Republicans going to have enough guts to actually do reform, and can they hold a coalition together to get reform done, not just tinkering, and do they have the guts to pass tax cuts without putting a sunset on the tax cut like for the Bush
cuts?
Well,
that's it, because they have to have the 61 votes if they want to have it permanent.
Yeah.
And in order to do that.
Unless they do away, unless they go nuclear.
Unless, well, no, I don't think even that. I think that they have to bring Democrats on board, which could happen. But as you know,
not without a sunset, they won't get their votes without a sunset. I don't think the Democrats are going to do that. So you're probably right. We're not going to get sunset. We're not going to get the permanent cuts. Hey, Barb, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Give us the website again, please.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's great. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.